Sterka Diwan, February 2024. The resistance struggle in Chernach, to resist not to death, but beyond death. The year 2016 was a very painful one for the Kurdish movement, but nevertheless, a formative and important year. The resistance during this period was one of the most important in the Kurdish history. The entire global community witnessed the bestial attacks by the Turkish state and witnessed many human rights violations. But despite this, the attitude and resistance of the Kurdish youth is engraved in history. The time was branded by slogans such as, "No matter what happens, we will not give up." And precisely these slogans have brought a sense of achievement. It is no longer news to us that the Turkish state does not present its inhumane actions to the world, public, and keeps everything secret. The resistance lasted for months, and with concern and interest, the general public tried to get information from the areas. Precisely this Turkish army razed the cities to the ground and completely destroyed them. They wanted to destroy any evidence with this approach, but our resistance fighters have conveyed their experiences, their deeds, and their strength as if they were writing diaries. And we have them to thank for the fact that even the diaspora can experience day by day what is really happening there. This resistance and the necessary will and struggle also showed us how the Turkish armed forces were brought to their knees. From the aforementioned diaries, YPG Chernak commander Zerian Deniz Ahmet shared her experiences with us. The resistance that took place in the streets of Chernak was recorded by Shahid Zerian Deniz Ahmet, and she will show us how the youth fought until the last breath of their lives. Date of writing, February 6th, 2016. It is not defeat, but giving up that conquers human beings. That is why we must always move forward with every breath we take. Five lying on the floor. Yesterday in Bahçelievler, the enemy took a heavy blow, but there were martyrs too. Five friends were martyred. Yilmaz, Huynrej, Koçer, Agir, Rojbin. We have footage of them. They are lying there shot. Agirila is lying with his chest shattered, looking at infinity, big holes in the bodies. Haval Yilmaz and I were always together this year. We worked together throughout the practice. And the others, after the photographs where those smiles were bloody, it is difficult to see them torn apart on the ground at the foot of the wall. And I will fight to never again see photographs of Kurdish youths shot and lying on the ground. Continue the struggle despite everything. And Asya, our Rojbin, I still can't believe it. How could death stop that mercurial soul? How could a bullet pierce her strong heart? I listened to her talk and discuss at length, but her concentration was good and strong. At the end, she suggested a bouncer action. She alone could have overthrown the target, my sacrificial girl Rojbin. I heard about her martyrdom too late. I'm very angry. I should have gone as soon as I had heard. I was going to wipe the blood off her face, but it didn't happen. I couldn't say goodbye, I couldn't kiss her. I will always protect her comradeship. I will not leave her blood on the ground, despite everything I'll keep fighting. The intensity of the work continues. I miss the mountains, the Gidila. I look at Judy and long for it. Diren is there too, I wave from inside. Being a mountain person, standing firm. My mind is full, yet there is still room to fit. One side of me is the souls who walk with that sacrificial determination. I will always walk with that truth, with the martyrs. Yet freedom, freedom. Barricades, trenches, mines, bullets everywhere, people shot. And I don't want peace, I want freedom. I want to do whatever it takes for freedom. It is ridiculous to demand peace from those who impose war on us. There is a lack of the consciousness, spirit, and conscience of freedom. This is reflected in the style, still, freedom, freedom. The great hero of the resistance, Haji Lokman Birlik. I moved to the Dijle neighborhood, and here, as a young man says, he was martyred. Where he fell and where he was dragged after him. There is no blood, no trace of him, but his name is everywhere, his photographs are everywhere. I feel like a familiar friend, even though I have never seen him. His name is Haji Lokman Birlik. The name I hear the most is Chernak. Everyone tells me a memory about him. He He made such a deep impression with his stance, friendship, and militancy. And I always remember and feel him when I pass by the place where he was shot. My anger ignites in the fire of his great anger. It becomes a fire. Then a pain comes and it hits my chest. How did they drag you, your body, after the tanks? How come no one could get you out? They didn't shelter you? Does the sun fall so easily? Is this how a hero goes? Your name is on the walls. It is written that your blood will not stay on the ground. The truth of the martyrs mixed with your blood will overcome all treachery. Your heart will overthrow all the heartless. This country will be warmed with your breath. The springs that flourish with your blood will defeat our nightmares. Longings and dreams require greatness as they grow. Like Haji Lokman Birlik, Rojbin Yilmaz, Kocher Agir, Khunrej Serhat Çervan, and many heroes. 60 people murdered in Cizre. I moved from Dicle neighborhood to Cumhuriyet neighborhood. I've been so nervous all day long, I don't even feel like talking. Their situation is not good at all. I was told that 60 people were massacred in Cizre. In the photographs, they are burnt to ashes. They are in fragments. I can't bear to look at them. Isn't there a limit to war? The conspiracy has entered its 18th year. For 18 years, we have not been able to free Rebir Apo from captivity. As the years of captivity increase, the curse of the conspiracy falls on us like a nightmare. How could we endure this? How could we have accepted it and prolonged the years? The whole city was shaken. A 600-kilogram mine exploded in the new neighborhood of Tekser and the whole city shook. I'm running from here to there. I'm staying in a neighborhood for 2 nights. This situation is beyond my willpower too. We heard that Nurhak was martyred, but it is still not clear. The actions do not stop me. We need to take more shocking actions. There are some partial actions, the results are weak. Targeting the elimination of the Kurds. Çekdar was assassinated in the Dicle neighborhood on the 16th. They said his bones were shattered and that he was seriously wounded. He was taken to the hospital. He was executed by the police. All institutions of the state are completely focused on exterminating Kurds. The sick and wounded are not being treated. We insist on holding the İzmit neighborhood. Preparations are complete. The other day, while we were determining the barricade locations, some Tatars, in cooperation with the Turkish state, pulled a gun. The other day, they conducted a sweep. Comrade Delil was wounded. The streets where they dragged him are all bloody. Some Tatars in collaboration with the Turkish state are now armed against us. Delil's wound was minor. The next day it got worse. He was intervened twice. Delil is fine now, but he's not as strong as he was. While we were dealing with Delil, they told us that Bedri from Mijini was wounded. We brought him too. His body is strong, but his right arm is shattered. He may be paralyzed. We will shoot first. We insist on keeping the İzmit neighborhood. We also need to act fast, because the enemy is preparing an operation. We will strike first. And we'll hit him in the heart. But some preparations are weak. If we don't fight with a new style, things will get worse. To resist not to death, but beyond death. There's heavy battle going on in Hazakh right now. We don't know the details. Cizre resisted to the bone. It didn't kneel, but they slaughtered them. Over 200 people were massacred. The latest photos came from the public morgue again. No one is recognizable. The corpses are horrible. Kurdishness is wanted to be killed completely. We will pay whatever the price is, but we will never kneel down. Our part is to resist, not to death, but to resist beyond death. Şırnak Mountains, its silence. Şırnak maintains its silence. It's raining outside. Şırnak is keeping quiet. Şırnak is quietly getting wet. The smell of coal permeates the city. It constricts my breath while walking. Black smoke rises from the chimneys of the houses. Black smoke rises from the chimneys of the houses. A few children break the silence. In the city, it is us and the children who do not mind the rain. Daytime sentries stand guard between the barricades. Intense clashes in Derek Hazar. I'm watching the news of the day. Death everywhere. A mother was shot in the Sabine in front of her children. There are intense clashes in Derik, Hazakh, Gever. Shilnach is quiet now. Gunshots are heard at night. Zinar Rapidin breathed life into Jizre. The days are cold, the days are intense and desolate. The impact of the action in Ankara is very strong. Everywhere the enemy is taking precautions for a Fedayi action. Zinar Rapidin's heart breathed life into Jizre. Zinar crowned this process with sacrifice. Sur and Jizre breathed. Zinar did what all of Kurdistan could not do. She gave voice to our silence. Barricades continued in Ismet's neighborhood. Some work is focused. Enemies' preparations increased. We've stepped into March. It's spring now. The weather has warmed up. The guerrilla period is just beginning. Even this creates confidence in the people, in everyone. There are mountains between us now. The resistance in the city is not alone. Even the enemy is acting out of fear of this. We are also aware of this, but we fail to take concrete steps. The enemy's preparations have increased. They have stocks of food and medicine. They aim to turn many places into police stations. In particular, there are positioning snipers. If it starts in Shilnach, it looks like it will be very violent. And we are ready for it. I am now in Cumhuriyet neighborhood. There were new friends. We discussed and organized. Zeryan Deniz was also martyred. YPSJ'in commander Zeryan Deniz Ahmet is from Ahmet. Since 2004, she has been fighting for the freedom of the Kurdish people by taking part in the Kurdish freedom movement. Despite her young age, she leads her comrades in every field. In a short time, she became a commander and commanded her female comrades in the Shilnach resistance. With the diary she wrote during her stay in the Shilnach resistance, she pioneered those who would come after her. May 28, 2016, she lost her life together with four of her comrades in the Shilnach resistance.